Yeah. Yeah, I like that.
You like that one?
Yeah, I like that one.
Like that for episode 50?
Episode 50.
Like a little bit of 50 for episode 50?
Yeah, let him talk a little bit.
Damn, baby, all I need is a little bit.
All right, copyright.
A little bit of this.
All right, a little bit of copyright infringement, baby.
Woo! Episode 50. Holy shit balls.
Yep,
episode 50. And cunts. Episode 50. Wow, man. 5-0. We've been doing this for 50 weeks.
Yeah, dude. That's five more than 45. It's crazy, dude.
Yeah, that's five more than 45. I had to think about that one for a second.
Yeah, I know.
And 52 episodes equals 1 year of of
52 minus 50
is two.
Is what? So two. So how many more weeks?
We got two more weeks until we've reached 1 year.
Hell yeah. Joe's gotten that much better at math in a whole year.
We have a...
I'm not saying I'm rubbing off on him, but I've been rubbing off on him while he's sleeping.
We have a... Oh. We have a special guest who's going to be joining us in 2 weeks. You guys are definitely going to want to stay
tuned.
You
want to commit to that?
Yeah, let's absolutely commit.
All right. We haven't... Yeah. We're just going to be like, hey, you're on the show. Hey, I have a show. I don't care. You're joining
us. You're joining our podcast, episode 52. It's going to be crazy.
And we're not paying you. Bring everything.
Yeah. Quick shout out, Ray's Energy Drink. They supply us. Thank you so much. They're so much better than Monster and fucking Red Bull.
Yeah, they're
delicious. How do people not know about Ray's Energy?
They're just new. They're new. You can buy them at Vitamin Shop now.
That's good.
So if there's a Vitamin Shop by you, walk in there and go, oh, we listen to a couple jokes. And they're going to go, the fuck are you talking about?
No, don't matter.
We're going to buy Ray's, though. Yeah. And then go buy Ray's.
So, yeah. And then shout out to our Clutch Charger.
Clutch Charger, the world's thinnest portable charger. Look him up at clutchcharger.com.
Yeah. And then shout out to Dan.
Dan Santana.
He's my boy in Chicago doing a thing.
Yeah.
Oh, you got the video today he sent?
Yeah. We bought, cool. Me and Joe and
Mary
bought his
daughter.
Bought Dan's daughter a backpack.
And she rocked the hell out of it to school today.
She wore that shit to school.
All the kids were like, that's a nice backpack. And she was like, get away.
That's what she sounds like. For sure.
And shout out to our friend Alberto. He's been listening to our podcast, man. He's turned a new leaf, man.
Yeah, turned a new leaf.
Alberto's been through some stuff. He's a fun guy, crazy, energetic guy. And he, shout him out, bro. Alberto, you listen to this shit? What's up, fucker?
Yeah, man, take your shirt off.
Take
a poop in front of us.
Tell some jokes. He's Puerto Rican. He's cool. He tells a lot of Puerto Rican jokes. We like it. We cool. We support him. A couple jokes for life. Anyways, so holy shit. So much stuff's going on in the fucking news.
What?
The coronavirus.
Yeah,
sales. Yeah, but you know the sales of Corona have gone down?
Because of the coronavirus?
Millions of dollars.
But I was talking with...
Imagine you're a Mexican, like Kermit, and then you're drinking a Corona, and then you're like, you see that on the news, like, oh shit, hey, we gotta go to a new beer, we can't drink Corona. We gotta go to American beer, you know, like Budweiser, but I'm not a citizen, you know, but... I don't know.
Doing a
Spanish accent. That's Kermit's voice.
No, it's not.
That was.
It's nothing like Kermit's.
Kermit talks like dicks. He's like, motherfucker, you guys ain't going over there to the bar.
Kermit doesn't sound like that at all.
Or whatever, I don't care what
he
sounds like.
Fucking
it doesn't matter.
Shitty Spanish accent.
Hey, you know, that's not shitty. That's a good Spanish... Let's hear your Spanish accent.
No,
go.
Because I want to have a job at SNL in the future.
Oh, true. They're not going to go back this far.
They'll go back.
Yeah, episode 47 they got to listen to if they go back. That's the one
right there. Episode 47?
I'm just making it up so they don't listen to this one.
True. Yeah, go to episode 74, Into the Future.
Yeah.
Let them know.
Yeah.
Then they'll go. Are they like, oh, no, we're... Fuck, I have Corona.
Jesus, don't say that.
Oh, shit.
I don't know what you heard about me.
Sorry about that. Sorry.
I don't know why.
Yeah,
played that. I meant to call.
So it's supposed to be bad.
Yeah.
Coronavirus. People are getting hurt.
Yes.
Sick. This feels like it's supposed to be. People think that China's hiding the fact that it's like worse than it is.
I think they are. I think it's actually worse than it is.
Conspiracy theories.
No,
I don't really know.
Think about how embarrassing it would be though, because China said we have our shit together.
And contagion breaks out. It's not their fault. It's not
you
don't have to not have your shit.
You know what?
Together. People get sick.
Yeah, let's get China on the phone right now.
That's their waiting.
Yep.
It wouldn't be like some.
No, I can't do it. You know what would be a good idea?
What?
You know when people are on hold?
Yeah.
So people are on hold on their phone, right?
Yeah.
They automatically should have to listen to Cup of Jokes podcast.
Dude.
Like,
imagine, like...
Am I right?
I like that. Or when people are at the DMV, they're going to be in line for like 5 hours. Go there with a boombox and just play the shit.
Out of Cup of Jokes?
Yeah. I can get that shit. I'll put it on CD.
You want to know what I'm surprised about? There's not more shootings at DMVs.
Yeah, dude. We need to get those numbers up. Is there any?
No.
Has there ever
there's
been?
A shooting at a mall last night over shoes.
What?
Yeah, on Premium Outlets Mall in Orlando. Somebody got killed.
Well, what shoes were they?
I mean, to be fair, they're really nice shoes.
But what were they, though?
I don't know. Nikes? Like
Jordans?
No.
Man, fuck it, man.
Yeah.
It's not worth killing people over.
So anyways, while we're on hold, speaking of job interviews, what's like, dude, I had a job interview.
What? All right, yeah. Joe's unemployed. He's fucking going for job interviews.
I recently got fired, and it sucks dick.
Yeah, it sucks dick.
So I went to a job.
Has been forwarded to the voicemail for S15280 ring group. No one is available to take your call. At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press the pound key for more options.
Hey, this is, let's see, who is this here? This is Dan. I just bought a Wawa bowl from Wawa, and I had macaroni and cheese and mashed potatoes, and Jeremiah was the guy who made it, and he told me to go online and do a review. I couldn't figure it out because I live under a rock, so I'm calling in and tell you that it was the best amazing bowl I've ever had at Wawa, and I think Jeremiah should get a raise. And I also want to know if he's single, and tell him to call me at 407-312-3938. Thank you. That's my brother's number. Thank you very much, Jeremiah, and yeah, I love you, and wear a condom. Bye. So that's kind of what just went down right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jeremiah, was that the dude's real name?
Yeah.
How do you know? Did you look at the name tag?
He gave me a pamphlet and said, "Hey man, if you want to go on Wawa and review, you know, it'd help me out get a raise."
You couldn't figure it out, so you
so I called Wawa instead.
That's actually nice of you.
He was a cool guy.
I bet they listen to this shit.
Yeah. See, look, I got
the chicken bowl.
I got the chicken bowl right here. He made that for me.
Doing the sound effects with the bowl.
Well,
bro.
You know. So yeah. Anyways.
Yeah, dude. Fucking.
So I go to the job interview, right?
All
right. I'm at the job interview. This was.
How'd
it
go?
Well, it went bad. I got.
That's good for me. I had this podcast.
Fuck off. I had road rage before. So I curse at this guy as I'm on the way to jump. I was like, "Yeah, you fucking piece of shit. Why don't you learn to fucking drive?" And then it's hard because you got to transition.
You whispered it to yourself in the car.
No, I was more like,
yelling?
"You fucking piece of shit.
Yeah.
Why don't you learn to fucking drive?
Let
you
him
old
have it.
Fuck you, fucking motherfucker.
Yeah.
Get off the road, you Honda Civic piece of shit.
Fucking bitch ass motherfucking Honda Civic. Wait, do you have
you
kids in the car?
Fucking, you know, but he had a stick figure of him.
Yeah,
I was like, your stick figure kids are fucking ugly, and I hope they get Ebola.
Fucking bitches.
So then I had to go to the job interview. So you had to transition to like, hey, yeah, I'm here for human resources. I'm here for the job interview. And it just got me thinking, like, the guy interviewing me had no idea that I just wished this guy driving that his kids would get Ebola.
Right.
All because he cut me off.
Well, yeah, you don't cut someone off. That's how your kids get Ebola.
No, I want them to get the coronavirus.
Yeah. It's just, do you think Ebola's or Corona's as bad as Ebola?
I think let's say, for example, we know someone that got the coronavirus and lived.
Yeah.
Think about that. What do you automatically assume about that person?
That he's gross and caught the coronavirus. If you catch coronavirus, it's probably not your fault.
No, but that shows that they persevered and been through a lot, and that proves that they could be a leader. I think they should be.
Proves that they probably had health insurance.
No, you don't need it.
What do you mean you don't need it?
Remember? Some dude ran a bit.
That was a comic running a bit.
Yeah, but that's true. I looked
it
up.
We lie to each other all the time.
No, if somebody actually gets the coronavirus, because they want to keep it contaminated, they'll 100% all your medical bills
they
are paid
for. They want to keep it contaminated. Yeah. So, yeah, they'll pay for everything.
Yeah.
Contaminated?
What is it called?
Contained.
Fuck.
What the fuck, dude? The opposite of they don't want you to be contaminated. They want to cure you.
They want to
You just know some words and you mash them together.
They want to keep it contained.
You like have a multiple choice fucking test
and I always pick the wrong one.
And you're just like fucking C for everyone.
That's fair. They want to keep it contained so they'll pay for your insurance. So the dude wasn't lying. It's actually true. I was like, holy shit.
Dope.
And then he talked about like something with a hospital.
Nah, he went into he would just catch the coronavirus and
get into a car accident.
If he broke his arm.
I broke my leg. Ah, it's the coronavirus.
It's the coronavirus. It got me.
It got me good, motherfucker.
Some Chicago kid did that bit. Oh, fuck. I don't even know.
I heard it and I was like, fuck.
I was like, that's dope, dude.
Yeah, anyways.
Yeah, and then we banged.
But I think that.
And now I have corona.
What?
Because I banged the kid.
I think a person who gets. They should be elected president. Because think about it.
What?
He lived through the coronavirus. You know how lucky he is?
Yeah, dude. No, but no,
that's leadership. No, think about it for a second.
A president we need, he has to be handed $1 million when he's young as a small business loan.
Yeah, and I voted for him.
He has to be a billionaire. To be a businessman.
I didn't vote for Trump. Just
a real fucking ladies' man.
Get that out of there.
Who loves women and grabs them by their pussies.
Hey, chill.
That's our president. No, man, but yeah, fucking.
So anyway,
that's life, man. So you didn't get the job, right? That you interviewed for. How did we went on a tangent?
He asked me a fucking question. So I guess he emailed me questions for the job, and then he asked me a question. He's like, "So you got the email questions?" And I was like, "My mind, I went fuck." And I was like, "Yeah, I totally got them." And he asked me about the company. He's like, "So what do you think about Zero Tech, or it's all Aerotech?"
Using the real name.
Yeah. He's like, "What do you think about Aerotech?" And I was like, "Oh, it's a great, great company. You know, it's been around for like 20 years. He's like, "It opened last year." And I said, "Fuck."
In the interview?
Yeah.
You serious?
Yeah. Because the one I read,
it's funny.
There's one in Indiana that's been open 25 years, and then one in Florida just opened last year. I was like, shit. And he totally knew. I was like, I'm not getting this interview. I'm not getting this job. So check it out.
Open 20 years. We opened last year. Fuck.
Yeah. So then I leave, and I go to this other place that's, I called them Friday, and they're like, "Hey, yeah, we're hiring for the job. Come in Monday." So then after this interview, I go to this other place that's literally around the corner, and I get in there. And the guy's like, "Hey, oh yeah." I was like, "Hey, I called on Friday. I'm here to do an application in person." He goes, "Oh man, yeah, we hired somebody today, but if you want, you could still fill out the application." And I'm just like, I mean, it's kind of pointless. He goes, "No, I mean, sometimes stuff happens, man. We can give you a call in 2 or 3 months." So I'm starting to fill out the application, and I realized that they work on Sundays, and I'm like, I'm not working on Sundays. So then I just started to bullshit the applicant. I put like stupid shit. They're like, "Describe yourself in 3 adjectives. And I literally wrote, "I don't know any adjectives."
Jesus Christ. And I don't even think you were trying to be funny.
No,
I don't know adjectives.
I can't even spell adjectives.
Wow. You really can't?
No, it's like adjectives. Like adjectives.
Yeah, so spell that right now. Just give it a
Let me get a pen and paper.
No.
I can't.
Out loud,
I can't.
Out loud.
I need to write it down.
Go now.
A D G.
A D J.
AD, that's what I meant. Okay, so it doesn't count. I meant J.
No, you didn't. You said
no,
G.
No, A-D-J.
Yeah.
E-C-T-I-V-E-S. Adjectives.
Yeah, you spelt it.
Yes.
Yeah, dude. You
Fuck
fucking
yeah.
win, dude.
All
you
right.
get a sticker.
Now, no, I get a scratch off. I'm going to do it right now.
No, I get a scratch off. You can hang that shit on your fridge when you get home. It's a good boy. You did your assignment. Nope. You're going to lose. So you can get a job. But you have more interviews coming, right? So you're not going to be a broke piece of shit anymore?
Got an interview tomorrow.
Hell yeah, boy.
Come on, give me something.
I go back to work tomorrow.
That fucking sucks.
Yeah, I got a winner.
Holy
Woo!
Shit.
Wow, dude. You win that
Oh,
shit.
I got two.
You have
seven,
two.
Seven.
So, wow. Dude, you realize. Win that shit, I can quit my job tomorrow.
Dude, what if I win $1 million right now?
We both quit our jobs.
Yeah.
And then live on the road in a tiny house / van that we make together. And then we, I don't know, travel the world. And shunts, is that like a bonus number?
Yeah, I've seen if I had the bonus number. I got 7 and 7.
2 sevens, that's crazy, Joe. All right, man, what are the prizes right now? Drum roll.
Nah, let's do it in a couple minutes.
Oh, my God. I got the drum roll going.
Okay, I do a drum roll.
It's fine. No, a couple minutes.
Okay.
All right.
$10,
baby. Woo! 10, yeah!
Killing it.
Shit. Hell yeah, man.
Killing it. $10, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, it's better than nothing. It's better than throwing it out.
How much did you spend?
5.
So you won $5.
Yeah, double my money.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, double my money. No. I spent 5. I got 10.
But you already spent 5.
Yeah, but when I... This is what people don't understand. Okay, look.
Okay, yeah.
Listen, no, I'm gonna explain.
I don't understand.
No,
explain
your
logic.
Look. Okay, look.
All right, I'm looking.
I spent... This is worth $5.
Yeah.
I spent $5 to get this, okay?
Yes.
So I'm invested for 5.
Yeah.
When I go and cash this in,
yeah,
I'm getting back $10.
Yeah.
So the original 5 I put in and the 5 that I won. So I'm getting back in total $10. So I won $10 back.
Nah, you got $5.
No, I'm getting but I'm getting my original 5 back.
Yeah, but it was your original 5. You did not have 5.
But I'm getting
before.
A total of 10.
But it cost you 5 to do it.
Doesn't matter. I'm getting 10 back.
Yeah, you're getting 10 back because you gave them 5. So you only have an additional $5.
Yeah, but I let them borrow the 5.
They didn't borrow the 5.
Yeah, because I'm taking 10 out of the register.
So if you didn't win that, you'd be able to
be
take
down.
The 5 back?
No, I'd be down 5.
Exactly. See, they're not borrowing.
You know.
You gave them 5 and then you won $5. You won your money back and then you won 5.
Sometimes you're just fucking thick-headed.
Sometimes I'm just probably smart.
No.
Yeah, dude.
Okay. So,
oh my God.
I go to the job interview and I'm at the job interview and then I put Kermit as
I like you again.
I put That's Kermit great. As a reference. Did
yeah,
you read it?
Fucking great.
So I just made up our buddy
Somehow,
Kermit.
Like, I hit people or something. Go ahead. Yeah,
let me read it. I screenshot it.
Yeah.
So our buddy Kermit is the host of the Obligatory Podcast. He hosts Other Bar on Mondays. Good friend. He's going to be on the podcast very soon.
Kermit! So I put. All right, we're at 15. We're at minute marker 15, so we could text him and say, "Hey, Mexican guy, listen.
No, just go.
Listen
go.
To minute part
Fucking
15.
Go.
Okay, so I put. Oh, this is what happened. So I'm filling out the application, and there's a camera in the corner. So I know the camera saw me start take pictures of the application. So they're like, "What is he doing?" Like if they go back and watch. So I took a whole bunch of pictures, and then for this one, I have all right, employer, and I put Kermit's Karate School. I said, 18 Wall Street, Orlando, Florida. Job title, I'm a DJ, sometimes comedy. I started I started June 2017 when I started comedy, and I'm still there February 20th, 2020. And Kermit's phone number, 407-616. Ah, fuck, I whited out the, otherwise I would totally say it. 616, and then the rest of it starts with a 6. And then it says summary and work performance abilities. I said, got into fights at Kermit's Karate School, did music, and drank a lot. And yep.
You're such a fucking jackass.
Supervisor's name, Kermit.
We're going to have to post this on the Instagram.
Starting salary, free drink, stage time, and final, free drink.
That's funny.
Yep.
Free drink, stage times, that's the salary.
Yeah.
That's the starting comic salary for sure.
And then, let's see what else we got here. It said, what three things... I said, let me see if you agree with this. What three things are most important to you in a job? I said, honesty, communication,
yep.
Sex.
Did you actually write that?
Yeah, we'll put that on the...
Oh, my God.
And then it says...
Dude,
what
you got the job.
I know. Says what three?
You should just stay unemployed. What just keep filling out applications?
What three adjectives best describe you? And I said I don't know any adjectives.
Yeah, you don't. We just went over this.
I know. I can't even spell it.
No, you literally just went over this.
I know. Hold on, I gotta sneeze.
And you can spell it. You spelled it out loud.
Oh yeah.
Do you have short-term memory loss? Oh fuck!
Sorry. Yeah, sneeze.
Oh, it's retarded. Oh, my roommate's dog is terrified because Joe just sneezed and then just yelled fuck right at her.
Yeah. Anyways. Yeah. So.
Yeah, dude. Fucking.
Any hoosers.
Crazy world, man.
Can we call the airport?
We can't, yeah, but no one's going to answer, man.
That's true.
It's Valentine's Day coming up, though.
Let's call.
What are you doing for Valentine's Day?
I'm going to.
Bang dudes?
No,
sick, man.
I don't want to say because then my girlfriend listens to this. She's going to find out what I'm getting her.
Yeah, it's fine. Just say it in English.
Pink dildo.
Pink dildo?
No. Let's see what we got here.
What do you got there? You're really going to call fucking... I'm going to get... I'm probably eat some sushi on Valentine's Day.
There's Valentine's an understanding Day. That Jake from State Farm is black?
Oh, my God. Yeah. I was fucking on YouTube last night.
Thanks you were fucking on YouTube last night?
Yeah, dude.
They allow that?
I have YouTube lived it, and I was just fucking...
Wow.
That couch right there.
Oh.
Yeah.
I just Hello?
Sprayed it with Simple Green.
Hey. Hello?
Yes.
Hey, is this 7-Eleven?
Yes.
What is that noise in the background?
I'm sorry?
Who's gay?
Yeah, I'm hearing you.
You're gay? Hello?
No, I'm not.
Yeah, 7-Eleven? I can't. There's a...
Yeah.
I got... Can you hear me? Hello? I'm not going to be able to come in on Valentine's Day. All right, this guy's... You know what? I hate 7-Elevens. Whatever. All right. Just pretend that didn't happen.
Pretend what didn't happen?
He was talking, but he was on the phone like his own cell phone.
Are you sure?
Yeah,
about that?
You didn't hear it because you didn't have the headphones.
I heard the.
Yeah, it was weird.
Hearing it.
Anyways, fuck that guy. Piece
yeah,
of
fuck
shit.
That guy.
Anyways,
yeah, you just called him 7-Eleven. You're like, you're gay. Ah, and hung up.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're fucking like 12-year-old.
Sorry.
I'm just sitting here like, what the?
So Valentine's Day is gay.
It's really not.
Yeah, we.
But yeah, but back to the. I'm just gonna throw this one in there. So I'm on YouTube last night.
Fucking.
And shut the fuck up. I'm on YouTube last night, looking through videos, and an ad comes on, and it's the classic Jake from State Farm ad.
Okay.
And I look going through the ad, like, who are you talking to? It's State Farm. Oh, really? At 4 a.m? Who is this? Cut to Jake from State Farm. He's a black dude now.
What?
Yeah, dude.
Is he fat?
No, he was just in blackface. He's a racist
Oh, Jesus.
No. But they recasted Jake from State Farm as a black dude. Like, I get it. Like, you want to make princesses black. Like, that makes sense. But, like, yes. Jake from State Farm?
Yeah, that's
that was all I had.
That was all you had.
That was it.
Fat piece
that's
of shit.
All I do. That's my only bit I have. Now I have to write more and come up with more content. The fuck?
Well,
get a new Halloween costume.
What did he look like?
Just a black dude. It was just Jake from Stanford, but it was a black dude.
Did he go
wearing
khakis?
Yeah, same exact shit.
Hmm.
I feel like it was like the same exact. I feel like they filmed it back when they filmed the original and they picked the white dude and then they just go back and forth and sub him in and out.
Khakis. That guy's a fat piece of shit, and Jake from State Farm.
He is?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
He's really not that fat. Well, he's chunky, but you're chunky. You're kind of fat.
Yeah, get out of here.
Nah, man.